This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In federal court today, prosecutors made a provocative claim about 20-year-old Azamat Tazayakov and his possible connection to alleged Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Prosecutors told a jury this morning that 1 month before the marathon attacks, Tazayakov met with Tsarnaev and heard him say that he knew how to make a bomb and that it would be good to die as a martyr and go straight to heaven. Tazayakov and two other UMass Dartmouth students are charged with interfering with the bombing investigation, and opening statements in Tazayakov's trial were today. And Patricia Wen of the Boston Globe was there. Patty Wen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you.
So first of all, this is basically the first day of the official trial, I should say, of anything related to the bombings. We've had pretrial hearings and stuff, but I did want to ask you to just begin by describing what the scene was like in a federal court.
Well, the scene isn't like even the one time that Jahar Tsarnaev was in court, when you had an overflow in the main courtroom and then, you know, packed second courtroom where people looked on a television. Here there were some empty seats in the public area because, after all, this is, you know, sort of a side event to the main event, which is the Tsarnaev brothers. But there was one victim family was there that at least I identified. Liz Norden was there, whose two sons each lost a leg, mm-hmm. And her brother was there, and then her daughter was there. And then you had the family of the defendant, Azamat Tazayakov's parents have been there throughout all the hearings he's had. And then he has like a little sister who was in a stroller, and she's there. But that was basically the scene.
Right. So it's interesting because Tazayakov and two other UMass Dartmouth students are charged with obstructing justice and potentially destroying evidence in the marathon bombing investigation. What more did prosecutors say in furthering that claim in opening argument today?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, they did talk a bit about that restaurant meal in Dartmouth, where apparently both the two Kazakhstan, friends of Jahar were at a meal. Jahar talked about that he knew how to make a bomb, that he sort of like the idea of being a martyr, going to heaven, smiling and going to heaven. The defense says that Azamat, anyway, the defendant today, that he didn't take any of that seriously, that it was just a conversation. But of course, the prosecution says that had great, you know, import. Mm-hmm. And then they go, you know, basically the prosecution today presented I thought they were actually rather, perhaps strategically unemotional. It was very chronologically presented, very clinically presented, very soberly, like, this is what happened at this time. This is what happened at this time. The prosecutor had said, you know, we're just going to talk about what the defendant knew, when he knew it, and what they did when they knew it. And so they just sort of went through a whole list of different times and text messages to portray them as sort of like, you knew, certainly after the photos were presented, that he was highly, you know, that your friend was likely the suspect. And then look at all of the different things that you did.
Well, it seems as if this is exactly the point on which the case may turn in either direction as the trial continues, because it would seem that the defense is claiming he didn't know that right. Tsarnaev was connected or allegedly connected to the bombing in any way.
Right. Well, that was what was interesting to me today, was that this is the first time that I have, you know, the Azamat, this, you know, one of the two Kazakhstan students, actually, you know, putting out there what their defense is. Essentially, he's blaming the other Kazakhstan, Diaz, like he was the bad guy. He was the one that went into the dorm room of Jahar's dorm room the night of that Thursday night. Apparently, allegedly, they are saying looking actually for marijuana, but he along the way found a backpack, found the computer, took it, and that Azamat, the defendant today was saying that his defense attorney says that he didn't even know what Diaz did, and that Diaz later then threw these things away in a dumpster, and that Azamat all along was just kind of a passive follower of going along and was watching movies and didn't even know mm-hmm. what was happening.
I'm curious, you mentioned a little earlier that Liz Norden, the mother of two of the bombing victims, was in the courtroom today. Mm-hmm. We here were thinking about the interesting timing of this case vis-a-vis the trial of Jahar Tsarnaev, which hasn't even officially, we haven't had opening statements for that yet. So Tsarnaev technically hasn't been convicted of anything, right? He's still innocent until proven guilty, and yet we have bombing victims in the courtroom for these related trials. I mean, do you think that's going to have any effect on Tazayakov's trial, or even, you know, is there something interesting to note in the order of these trials?
Oh, I don't think. Well, I have to say the jurors anyway. You mean whether they are aware of the victims being there?
Well, or the fact that basically there's allegations of who knew what and when for actions that haven't been proven to be, you know, criminal or guilty yet in the case of Tsarnaev.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, I think that there was a pretrial hearing where Diaz, one of the other Kazakhstan students, actually testified. It was related to a different issue, but he actually took the stand. And there was Mark Ficarelli, one of the victims, was there. I think some of them come because they're interested in seeing what's happening, and you do learn a lot about the case and the FBI investigation just by listening to the evidence. I don't think it's going to have an impact on, the case against Jahar Tsarnaev, because, quite frankly, even in the scene today, I can't imagine the jurors even know
right
there is a victim family there.
Well, how long is this particular trial expected to last?
I don't know. It's actually only in the morning from like 9 to 1. I had thought it was going to be all day. And then I had heard something like, I don't know, a few weeks. Now, again, I don't know whether that's, you know, you're going to have to double that number because it's half day, or maybe they all along it's half day, so maybe it'll be 3 weeks. I have to say, today there were about a handful of, after the opening statements, there was about a handful of witnesses. It moved pretty briskly and pretty quickly today. So I don't know if that's you know, a sign of things to come. Maybe it won't take a long, long time.
Well, we'll see. Patty Nguyen is a reporter for the Boston Globe. She was in federal court this morning watching opening statements in the case of Azamat Tazayakov, one of the three friends of Jahar Tsarnaev, who's accused of obstructing justice in the Boston Marathon bombing investigation. Patty, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.